Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KGOU. I'm Jim Johnson. The state impact team traveled about 10,000 miles this past year to interview Oklahomans about how government policy affects their lives. Their reporting took them to all corners of the state, across the border into Texas, and to the country's capital and highest court. Logan Layden reviews the project's biggest stories of 2013.
Drought had gripped the entire state by the beginning of 2013 and has been a part of Oklahoma's story since before statehood. Policy over water, what's been called the state's most precious resource, has taken an even more serious tone over the last decade. Oklahoma's big fight with Texas over water in southeastern Oklahoma went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and State Impact was there to hear the arguments. Joe Wirtz also interviewed Attorney General Scott Pruitt.
The court seemed to be very bothered by the fact that there was not an explicit statement in the compact that allowed cross, border access. And in all the instances where cross-border access is happening, that is an explicit statement.
But another aspect of the drought that caught our attention was its effect on Oklahoma's crumbling water infrastructure, particularly in small towns like Kanawha.
There are some people that are very understanding and understand that if we don't fix their water, this town won't survive.
At the bottom of Kanawha's wells, the Arbuckle Simpson Aquifer, stressed not just by drought, but by sand and limestone mining too. And I was there when, after 10 years of trying, the state's water regulator put a limit on how much water mining companies, and anyone else, can displace from the sensitive aquifer so many communities rely on.
The proposed maximum annual yield passes, so thank you for everyone from the public who's participated.
And when we learned about a mining company's plans to carve up Longhorn Mountain, which is a sacred site for the Kiowa people, we knew we had to get down there.
We don't own any part of it. We did at one time, okay, but we don't anymore.
We traveled the state, from Guymon to Poteau, to find these stories and many, many more. But the story we remember the most came right to our doorstep, to Moore, in the form of a tornado destructive beyond description. Joe Wirtz was on his way home from the studio in Norman, driving through Moore, when disaster struck.
And Joe, you were reporting for some time from the Plaza Towers School. What more can you tell us about what's happening there?
Well, it's just completely devastated right near that school. The school itself is, the majority of it seems to be just leveled. It's just a heap of debris at this point.
We did what we could to explain what was happening to the wider world.
So what's it like there in Moore now?
Well, the first time I went there was on Monday evening, just a few hours after the storm, and just kind of drove through, and it was utter devastation. For the next few months, our focus shifted to the government's role in natural disasters, how Moore would cope and recover, and what changes governments and schools would make. But throughout the year, another issue was making waves, seismic ones. Oklahoma is in the middle of an earthquake swarm, and scientists say it's likely linked to oil and gas drilling. State Impact continues to investigate how the state responds.
Are they still injecting near Prague?
Yes.
So we're still injecting near that fault line, so I asked the state seismologist, Austin Holland, if that's a good idea.
We're still injecting near that fault line. Does that fall out of what you would recommend for best practices?
I'm going to leave this to that question to someone else to answer.
The story is just beginning to unfold. Stay tuned in 2014 to find out what happens next. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. For more on this reporting project, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.